This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
The name of the program is indeed Auto World. My name is Bob Long, inviting you to stick around in this hour of the program. We're going to be joined by Laura Adams, who is a safety and education analyst at DriversEd.com, and she's going to be telling us lots of interesting things a little later on. He's the CEO of WheelPlanet.com. We'll be talking to Ken Zwokal about the latest on his website, as well as some new vehicle products. He gets lots of cool stuff sent to him in the mail. Telephone-wise, the number has not changed. It's 855-660-4261. 855-660-4261, or via the email bob@autoworldradio.com. Let's go back once again to the 1970s, and Ford made a whole wide range of products back then, and one of them was the Maverick. There was a performance variant of the Ford Maverick. Can anybody tell me the name of the sporty Maverick? The telephone number is 855-660-4261. Right now we go out to California and welcome Laura Adams, a safety and education analyst with DriversEd.com. How you doing, Laura?
I'm great. Thanks so much for having me on the show.
How are things going there at DriversEd.com? I know for years you were working for an insurance-based entity, but this sounds like a very exciting opportunity for you.
Yes, absolutely. DriversEd.com is huge in the online driving school space. They're the number one online school. So this is great if you've got folks listening who are interested in getting either driver education. Maybe they've got a young driver in the family, or they're driving for the first time. We also offer traffic ticket school online, which is very helpful if you do get into a situation where you get a ticket, maybe a speeding ticket, and you want to try to get that removed from your record to keep your auto insurance rates low. And in a few states, we also offer in-car driving lessons. So if you're in California, if you're in Georgia, if you're in Texas, we have the opportunity to put you in a car with a professional driver for your lesson. So a lot of great opportunities to learn. And the site is also jam-packed with resources. And so we do a lot about driving safety. And that's the study that we recently did to try to find out what's going on with safety issues and help people become better drivers.
Absolutely. The latest report is the 2018 Distracted Drivers in America report, and there's no question about it. This is a very timely one, a very important one. What can you tell us about the state of America when it comes to things like texting and driving, because people are not supposed to be doing it, but you see people doing it at lights all the time, and I'm sure people are doing it in motion as well.
Yeah, Bob, the situation is not very good, and you know, we certainly knew that there was a lot of distracted driving going on, and the DriversEd.com study wanted to kind of focus in on what exactly are people doing, what are the bad behaviors, the habits, the decisions that they're making behind the wheel, and some of it was rather expected, but some of it was a little shocking. I think for me, the big takeaway is that texting is just rampant out there. the survey found 73% of the respondents said, yes, I am reading texts while I'm driving. 54% said they are even typing texts while they are driving. Wow. So this was a lot, probably a little higher, you know, than I expected. But I will say 39% of the respondents said that they know that they're using their phone more than they probably should, but they still fessed up to doing, you know, these dangerous behaviors. So I think, you know, we know better, but for some reason we just can't resist the temptation to get on the phone.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, there are some advanced vehicles out there with voice-to-text communication. And, of course, if you're lucky, if you're a texter and lucky enough to afford one of these vehicles, that's a feature you should have, because you could be doing it verbally and not having to manually input it. And that would definitely make a significant difference, in my opinion, Laura.
Absolutely. You know, there's cognitive distraction and then there's a physical distraction. So if you're physically don't have your hands on the wheel, if your hands are on your phone, that's a big disadvantage. So at least if you've got your hands on the wheel, but that does not eliminate the cognitive distraction. So even if you are on a speakerphone or you're using voice commands, that interaction, you know, that's going on can still distract your mind from the road, because it's really your brain that's distracted, not your hands. So we do want to make the point that, you know, even if you are on a speakerphone or you're using these nice technology features that may be available, they're not foolproof. They don't mean that you are 100% safe. So we don't want to overuse them when you have the ability to just wait and stop and use the phone later when you get to your destination.
So true. Let's talk about marijuana and driving. There are lots of states that have legalized the medicinal use of marijuana. There are a couple of states, I believe, that have just plain legalized marijuana across the board. How is this affecting driving? Are you finding that there are accidents that are definitely related to the marijuana usage?
There are. It's difficult at this point. You know, there aren't any great tests to indicate how impaired someone is from marijuana use. We have it pretty dialed in with alcohol use. But certainly, if you are smoking or ingesting marijuana and getting behind the wheel, you're impaired. And if an officer even thinks that you are using, you know, if they smell it, if they feel like you're just not acting quite right, they have the right to give you a DUI or a DWI, depending on where you live, just like they do with alcohol. And the issues that come with it are just as serious as drinking and driving. So you're talking about, you know, a citation for a DUI that can be very expensive. It could mean a suspension of your license. It could mean incredibly high auto insurance rates, you know, and just a bunch of problems that come with it. So it's definitely something that people need to be aware of. It's not safe. Just because your state legalized the use of marijuana does not mean that you should be driving. We found 10% of the driver's ed study respondents said that they have driven after smoking or ingesting marijuana within the past year. So we know that it is on the rise, you know, and this is something that I think is going to have to be a part of the education as we go forward, as it is legal in more and more places. We've got to spread the word that it is certainly dangerous to be impaired. You know, even a little bit impaired means that you're not as sharp as you need to be to keep yourself safe and keep everyone else on the road around you safe.
And that's the key thing that you just brought up. I mean, this is something that is going to be growing as more and more states adapt marijuana policies. So something to be made aware of. When we come back on the other side, we'll talk about Netflix and YouTube and driving, that and lots more, with Laura Adams, a safety and education analyst at DriversEd.com. This is Auto World. I'm Bob Long.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Folks, this is Bob Long, host of Auto World Radio, with great news. We have a new sponsor, Dan Watson, who distributes AMSOIL throughout the USA and Canada. Dan is one of AMSOIL's largest distributors. He's a former U.S. Navy nuclear specialist and a certified lubrication specialist with 25-plus years of experience. You can listen to Dan every Sunday evening live at 6 p.m. Eastern Time here on GCNLive.com. Get all of your questions answered and ensure you get the best lubrication for your car, truck, boat, or really anything that moves. In 1972, AMSOIL pioneered synthetic lubrication, and AMSOIL continues to provide the best lubrication money can buy. Get the best advice for the best results. Contact Dan at thelubepage.com. That's thelubepage.com. Or call 800-370-2986. That's 800-370-2986.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We promote the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse and invite you to try them today by visiting GCNLife.com. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
Prince's Little Red Corvette brings us back in here to the show. It's interesting to note that our network is based out of Minnesota, and Mackenzie's behind the board. If you got a question, we got a number. It's 855-660-4261 or via the email bob@boblong.com. Radio.com, Bob, at AutoWorldRadio.com. Laura Adams joins us, safety and education analyst at DriversEd.com. She's telling us all about the 2018 Driving Distracted Driving in America report. We've talked about texting. We've talked about marijuana. Now it's an interesting one to bring up. Let's talk about some of the popular digital channels out there, like Netflix and YouTube. Are these getting into the driving space as well, Laura?
Unfortunately, they are, Bob. This was the part of the study that really shocked me the most. 8% of the DriversEd.com respondents said they are watching YouTube videos while they're behind the wheel, and 4% said they're watching Netflix programming behind the wheel. So, I just can't imagine how this is could be construed as safe behavior. This is pretty amazing. And I do think many people can get lulled into a false sense of security if they're stuck in traffic. Maybe you've got a daily commute that is pretty boring, pretty slow in certain spots.
Yeah.
And I think that's when people really pull out the phone, and they almost just out of a sense of frustration, they're just looking for some diversion. But it really can be the beginning of a bad habit. You know, if you begin watching the phone and using the phone, when the traffic picks up and you pick up speed, if you're still on the phone and you're still distracted, you're just not going to be ready to handle an emergency, a situation where you need to react quickly. You know, maybe a bike or a motorcycle pulls out in front of you and you're still looking down at your phone. So don't use that opportunity or being at a stoplight or a stop sign. Don't use that as the excuse to use these devices in your car when you really should be focused on the road.
That's really good advice, and those numbers surprise me, but again, so much has changed in such a short span of time. Let's talk about some of the other popular social media sites and see how they came out in the 2018 Distracted Driving in America report from DriversEd.com. Let's talk about Facebook and Instagram and one called Snapchat that I don't use it, but I know it's very, very popular. How many folks are diving into those, and how is it affecting their driving?
Yes, 6% said they are watching Facebook video. 5% said Instagram and or Snapchat is on their watch list while they're in the car, while they're driving. So this is all just, really, I think, addictive behavior in a way. It just shows we just can't get off of these social media channels, even when we know that we should be focused on the road. You know, and another portion of the study looked at what's going on with Uber drivers. I think it's also key to remember that even if you're not behind the wheel, if you're not driving, you want to make sure that the person who is driving is safe. So look at what's going on with your ride-sharing driver, whether it's Uber or Lyft or any other type of service. If your driver is not behaving in a safe manner, if he or she is texting and talking on the phone during the ride, you have every right to ask that driver to get more focused, pay attention. And we did ask people about this as well because we were curious to see if they had experienced this and if so, what they would do. And half of the respondents said that they would ask the driver to stop using his or her phone and that they would also report them. In a lot of cases, you have the opportunity to rate the driver at the end of the ride. Mm-hmm. So I definitely encourage people to be truthful and forthcoming if they felt like they were not safe with a driver. 21% said they would do nothing, that they would not say anything to the driver and they would not report him or her if they were using their phone in an unsafe way. So I want people to know that they do have the opportunity to report drivers, and maybe that will help keep that driver from being a popular, driver and keep them off the road if they're not behaving and working in a safe way.
So well said, Laura. We're talking about DriversEds.com. 2018 distracted driving in America report, and Laura was just telling us about some of the ride-sharing services such as Uber and Lyft, and I don't have a whole lot of experience in using the services. I think I've used both of them once so far, but I noticed in the time that I was, new to this, and I noticed that in both circumstances, both the Uber driver and the Lyft driver were managing multiple telephones. I believe the Uber driver had three telephones, and the Lyft driver had two telephones, using one for navigation, using one for God knows what else, and using the third one for I don't know what. But it was definitely something that that I would report to the company, because that's not responsible behavior.
Wow, yeah, I can't imagine juggling that many phones, much less trying to keep my hands on the wheel at the same time. When we talk about multitasking, a lot of people think that they are better at it than they really are. Study after study shows that we don't really multitask. What we do is we switch. Our brain's tasks switch from one thing to another. So, when you are focused on a phone call or you're focused on a text, for that moment, you are not focused on the road. And I like to remind people that if you are going fast, let's say you're going 55 miles an hour, you're covering about 80 feet per second. So if you look down at your phone or at any type of device, I mean, even if it's putting on makeup or eating in the car, there are low-tech distractions as well. But even just being distracted for about 4 or 5 seconds means that you've covered the distance of a football field. In just a few seconds, you've gone, that far. Mm-hmm. And you think about all of the bad things that can happen in that distance of covering a football field. So hopefully that can sort of put it in perspective how quickly you can cover a lot of ground in just a short time that you glance at your phone.
Yeah, that's a really good point that you're bringing out, because you are at that rate of speed covering a lot of territory, and stuff can happen. Little kids, she just turned 8 years old, but I mean, they're unpredictable. They can run out into the middle of the road. You've got motorcycles sometimes doing some very fancy maneuvering, and that can happen a blink of an eye as well. Laura, I want to thank you for your time, and everybody check out the 2018 Distracted Driving in America report from driversed.com. Thank you, Laura.
My pleasure.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Ever wonder how Bitcoin and Ethereum were created? Vercel Media has helped hundreds of companies and individuals make their own cryptocurrency. Decentralized blockchain solutions are making the world more transparent and giving power back to the people. Vercel Media has helped companies raise tens of millions in the past year alone, structuring and marketing ICOs to the thirsty crypto public worldwide. Don't miss the cryptocurrency revolution. Visit VercelMedia.com. VercelMedia.com.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump tells CBS's 60 Minutes that Saudi Arabia will face severe punishment if an investigation finds the nation was involved in the alleged murder of Washington Post contributor Jamal Khashoggi. The mission journalist was allegedly murdered inside the Saudi consulate. The Saudis say he walked out on his own accord and could be alive. Republican Senator Marco Rubio of Florida tells CNN's State of the Union that if the Saudis are behind it, then the kingdom needs to be punished.
If they lured this man into that consulate, they went medieval on him, and he was killed, and he was chopped up, and they sent a death crew down there to kill him and do all this, that'd be an outrage. And just because they're an ally in an important mission, which is containing Iranian expansion in the region, cannot allow us to overlook or walk away from that.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
We thank you so much for being here, and don't forget, you can check us out anytime throughout the week at the network's website, gcnlive.com. We've got podcasts, we've got archives, we've got on-demand content, and it's all free at gcnlive.com. Don't forget to check out my website as well, autoworldradio.com, and don't forget to check out the website of the gentleman joining us right now. He is the CEO of WheeledPlanet.com. It's our pleasure to welcome back our good friend Ken Zvokal. Ken, thanks for being here, and how are you doing?
I'm doing real good, Bob. How are things on your end?
Not too bad. Thank you very much for asking. I love the line that you have about Wheel Planet being the Internet's largest gathering of automotive enthusiasts and Jeep and truck enthusiasts, because you have such a big footprint, not only here in North America, but around the world as well.
Yeah, that's right. It's we call it our global community of motoring enthusiasts. And like you said, we cater to car people, truck people, Jeep, off-roaders, motorcycle people. We just kind of like to invite everyone in there and kind of share their love for their particular type of motoring hobby, and kind of bring them under one big tent, and just kind of big community of enthusiasts.
And of course, you started years ago with Jeep doing a website for, I believe, a company that's no longer in business, but you yourself are a big Jeep enthusiast. Are you still waving the Jeep flag, because Jeep is the most important part of the Fiat Chrysler automobile company, and it's getting big all over the world?
Yeah, that's still big Jeep enthusiast here. I love what I'm seeing out on the roads now with all the new Jeeps and the the colors and stuff that they have out there. And that's one of the things when you go online and different types of vehicles and different communities that exist out there, the Jeepers are the ones that are always the proudest and putting pictures out there and sharing their love for their vehicles.
And certainly when you look at the folks that go off-roading, you can take it, you know, to a whole new level if you really get into it. Certainly with the Wrangler, and the four-door Wrangler has proven to be just as popular in off-roading segments, and it's all new for this year, and so far the reviews have been quite great.
Yeah, the Wrangler's, and that's one of the things that I did early on when I was working with the sites, is I got invited by one of the Jeep clubs in southern Indiana to go out on a weekend ride with them, and they took me off-roading. It's the first time I had ever done that and had a great time. They just really loved to go out there and just that community of people having some fun on respecting the land and enjoying their vehicles.
And it's been confirmed around the corner we're going to see that Jeep / pickup truck, and lots of people have been waiting for that.
Yeah, the big return of the Jeep pickup truck. It should be interesting when it hits the market here.
And the other one that's going to be returning is the Wagoneer, and it may have that 707 horsepower Hellcat engine. That will make for a good combination.
Yeah, that'll be real interesting.
You always do such a wonderful job on your site, covering news, covering happenings around the globe, around North America. And you have one of the largest directories of car clubs anywhere.
Yeah, that's right. We have currently about 2,300 car clubs listed on our website. And the big thing about our site, everything is totally free. It's all community driven by the people that are out there. So if you're a member of a car club, you're starting up a car club, you're looking for a car club, our site's a good place to start. You can go out there, and we have search pages out there where you can look based on your location or what type of club you're looking for, and connect up with some people that have the same interest as you. And like I said, if you have a club that's not listed on the site or you need to update your information, I'll just send it over to us. We'll get it on there right away so people can start connecting with your people.
And, of course, you do a very good job, too, of keeping up a calendar. I mean, I tend to talk about the big national things here on Auto World, but if folks hop on over to wheelplanet.com, they could potentially find an event, a gathering right in their neighborhood, right in their hometown.
Right, yeah, we just did an update, and this is kind of that time of year. All the summer events and the fall events are starting to wind down, and people are already thinking about 2019 and putting their events out there. And we did an update of our calendar like 2 weeks ago, and I think we had another 300 events that will happen over the winter and into next spring already. And again, it's free to list it, so if you know that you have an event that you want to get on the calendar, put it out there. We're working on some exciting new features to help people promote their cruisins and club meets and all that other stuff on our calendar. And you can always go out there, like you said, and search for stuff that's in your neighborhood.
And, of course, new products, one of the things that I love having you on the show for. And the first one we're going to talk about tonight is got a great line here. It's a cargo storing piece you can add to your vehicle, but I like this: out of the carton to the top of the vehicle in 5 minutes. Tell us all about this car top cargo device.
Yeah, the car top cargo carrier comes in two sizes. It's one of those pods that you can add to the top of your car. All you need to have is a vehicle that has the roof rails on it. And it attaches to it, and the cool thing, like you said, 5 minutes to get it from the box, attached to your vehicle, and no tools needed. They've got some YouTube videos of the installation process. If you don't believe how simple it is, just pull up one of those videos. And that's one of the things I love about the Internet, is you can always check out videos on the how-to side before you purchase something and see how it looks and how it operates. But they show it, zero-tool installation, attaches to that, and you're up and running. You add an extra trunk onto your vehicle, and you're ready to do some traveling.
Yeah, absolutely. another product that we've talked about here on the show. Matter of fact, had one of the owners of the program, one of the owners of the product on the program a while back, are these breeze guard screens, and this is perfect for dog lovers and owners. And this is the first time that I've seen a picture of a vehicle with not one dog, not two, but three dogs.
Yeah, the real dog lover picture right there. You got to take your whole dog family with you. But the breeze guard's a real cool product. It's made for different sizes for different vehicles, but the basic concept is it plugs into your window, so you've got your vehicle window rolled down, and the breeze guard plugs in that opening and stuff, so you got fresh air. The dogs that are in your back seat are getting fresh air as you're driving down the road, but you don't have to worry about them hanging out the window or jumping out the window or having any issues like that, or if you need to run into the store, you've still got that breeze guard secured with your pets inside, staying cool.
And this is such a small company that it's the owners themselves that go out to the new car dealers to do measuring for new vehicles when they're introduced, and you won't find that in many places in America.
Right. Yep, that's a good thing. You know that you're getting the one that's going to fit your vehicle, and if they don't have it, you can get them that information. They can make one for you.
Another interesting offering you've got here, we always get questions about, and you've got it as the intro to the story about the product. What is a taillight? What is it, Ken?
Yeah, the taillight's a real cool product. It's a high-tech bumper sticker for your vehicle. It attaches onto the back of your vehicle, and it allows you to change to upload to the taillighter new graphics. So, you know, if you're coming home from the kids' soccer game, if you win a game, you can update that taillighter and show your kids' soccer spirit, or if you're just saying have a good day, or for business purposes, you can update that that bumper sticker.
That's very cool. We're going to take a pit stop, slide into pit row, and when we come back on the other side, more cool products with Ken's Vocal from WheeledPlanet.com. You're listening to Auto World.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
What is it costing you in vet bills for that convenience of just pulling open a bag of
formulated, extruded, processed cereal bits that cost a ton of money anyways?
How do you feed your dog to derive not only energy, but a good coat, bright eyes, and a great attitude?
Come to Dynavite for help.
Dinovite .com.
I found his raw meat diet on Dynavite.com.
With just the raw meat and the eggs and the Dynavite and the Super Omega on top of it.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Buy two, get one free.
Ground beef, white rice, eggs, including the shells, and the Dynavite supplement, and then the Lico-Chops.
Try Lico-Chops. Buy two, get one free.
It just balances out his body and his mind and his spirit.
Adding Dynavite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
Their skin is so much better now that they're on the raw diet. I don't even give them the kibble anymore.
Dinovite.com.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish. GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS-certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Billy Gibbons has a new album out. It's a blues album, and it's really good. So check it out if you're into Billy and if you're into the ZZ Top kind of sound with a little bit more blues mixed into it. He did an album last year which was a little bit more Mexican influenced. This is more... to my liking, this is a more of a blues album. Give it a listen. And if you haven't logged on to WheeledPlanet.com, you must do so. The CEO and president, chief cook and bottle washer, Ken Zolkel, is with us. And we're running down some of the cool products contained within the product spotlight section of the website. And now we're going to talk about something that doesn't get a whole lot of talking about, and that's seatbelt comfort. I mean, these days, seatbelts are being worn by more folks. There was a time not that long ago that a number of states, including from my neck of the woods, Massachusetts and New Hampshire, had still not a high number of people using seatbelts. I think that continues to improve over the years. But if you've gone through something like chest surgery or shoulder surgery, or you're dealing with a pacemaker or having chemotherapy and have a port built into your chest, it can be quite uncomfortable, and this is an answer for those folks with that dilemma, wearing a seatbelt and keeping it comfortable. Tell us about it, Ken.
Yeah, this is a safety belt comfort harness. It attaches to your vehicle seatbelt, and you're still going to have the full safety of having your seatbelt on, but it allows you to make adjustments in it so that it would fit, like you said, if you have a port or chest surgery or spine issues and you can't get that seatbelt to sit in the proper place to keep you comfortable, this allows you to adjust the fit of the seatbelt so you're comfortable but still have the full safety of it. This is one of the products that was premiered last year at the SEMA show, and they've been listed on the site here for a couple of months, and it's a real cool product.
Yeah, and you bring up a good point here in the description of the product. Wearing a seatbelt in an unsafe manner leaves the passenger open for significant injury. So the passenger, you know, could be fine, all buckled in, normal. But if you've got a special issue and you're driving the vehicle and you're not situated properly, you could be a source of harm to your passenger, and that's something a lot of people don't think about.
Right, yeah. It's, you know, I guess for the majority of people, a regular seatbelt's going to work, but there's an awful lot of people out there that have special needs as far as getting that to fit comfortably. And if it fits comfortably, I think that more people are going to wear it to be safe. So, you know, it's a real good idea of a product.
Boy, people love their smartphones. It's just unbelievable. You see people in public and in restaurants sitting there, and there can be four people at the table and no one's talking. Everybody's just looking at their digital device. And it's even my daughter's in second grade. There are kids in second grade that have cell phones. Oh, God help me. Let's talk about Mob Armor. This is something for all this mobile technology.
Yeah, it's one of those devices that, again, seems so simple, but just the number of people that have cell phones and your need to use them while you're in the vehicle, and you don't want to be looking down at your lap or on the seat next to you where you've got your phone set. So Mob Armor gives you two advantages. One, it's going to secure your cell phone, and it can put it up in your view, so it can be up in front of you, so you don't have to look away from the road. So if you're reading a map and you don't have the heads-up display in your vehicle, you can position it and move it around so that the phone screen is going to be up in the windshield so you can see it in front of you. And then it's the way it's manufactured is it's going to be a secure grip on your phone. So if you hit a bump or you go around a corner quickly, it's not going to slide and fall to the floor. It's going to be locked in. They have a system that you can move it around and get it at the angle you want it and lock it in. They also make ones for tablet devices. I know in a lot of jobs now that they'll have tablets in the vehicle when they're out and about running, doing their job and stuff. So it's another holder that they have available to them.
And speaking of head-up displays, I remember the first time I drove one was in a test model year 2000 Corvette. Now, some 18, 19 years later, you've got literally dozens of vehicles with this offered. Of course, there are new cars, and that means it's going to be expensive. Even if it's standard equipment on the vehicle, chances are it's going to be a more premium price vehicle. But there's a company out there called Hudway that is actually offering an aftermarket version for your older car. Tell us about it.
Yeah, Hudway, like you said, a heads-up display for your vehicle. It's kind of an add-on unit, and it sits up on the dashboard in front of the driver. It's a see-through panel that actually will display what's on your phone up on the window or up on the display there. And it connects via Bluetooth. And they have an app in there that does the connecting for you, the Bluetooth part. So if you're doing directions using, you know, Google Maps or whatever applications you use while you're out driving around, you can have that information up in front of you on the display so your eyes aren't off the road. Just another great safety feature because people, you know, feel like they need to have those apps now everywhere they go. So being able to have those in front of you instead of having to look away is a great, great feature.
And as long as we're talking about mobile devices and navigation, here's a product from a company called CarLock. And you've written the description saying it offers GPS on steroids. Tell us more.
Yeah, CarLock's a real cool product. It's an application that runs on your phone, and it pairs up with a port reader on your vehicle. All the new cars now have, well, actually for quite some time, have had these ports on them that you can plug these sensors into. And basically, CarLock has four features. One is it's a security feature on your vehicle. If someone bumps your vehicle while it's parked overnight or tries to break into it, your cell phone's going to be alerted and let you know that's the case. It's got a built-in virtual mechanic so that it can let you know if any of those sensor lights, the dash sensor lights that everyone hates to see pop up, it can relay that information to your phone along with what the sensor is failing. So, you know, if it's an air filter type thing or a spark plug or something more severe, you're going to have that information sent to your phone so you can see it right away. If you got teenage drivers or you're running a business and you want to keep track of the fleet of your vehicles, It also can GPS anywhere that your vehicles are back again to your phone. So, you know, if someone's out running errands for you or your teenager's out heading to the football game, you can check on their location. You can see how fast they've been driving, how many miles they've gone, stuff like that. And then the final thing is, again, if you have a fleet of vehicles, it can download all that information about your vehicles and all the driving and the distances they've driven, so you can kind of keep track of how many miles you're putting on your vehicle and maybe where people are going and stuff, to see if you can clean up your routes to save yourself some money. So it's got a series of features that you can use. Any one of them is a great thing to be able to have access to, but just a good set of tools.
Yeah, absolutely. A great set of tools. And folks, you can check this all out at wheelplanet.com. Just hit the product spotlight and you'll see many of the things we've been talking about. Of course, Kevin Tez with all of his great videos, Master Painter and more. We'll have to talk a little bit more about him next time you're around. Let's talk about Car Capsule. I like their tagline, "We speak storage 24/7, 365 days a year." And these are very cool looking items.
Yeah, it's they're pods that you can park your vehicle in, whether you have a classic car or a car that you've restored, motorcycle. You keep it in your garage. And basically, when it's time to park your vehicle in the off season, you know, in the winter months when you're worried about dirt and grime and the dampness and the coldness and stuff, you can put your vehicle inside one of these blow-up pods, and it's temperature controlled in there, so you don't have to worry about it being too hot, too cold. It controls humidity inside that pod. Basically, it's a safety barrier around your vehicle inside the garage.
And definitely available for all different types of vehicles and usages. Just hop on over to wheelplanet.com, check out the entire site, and if you're interested in any of these products, just check out Product Spotlight. Ken Zvokal, the CEO, thank you for your time here today.
Thanks a lot, Bob. Talk to you soon.
Thank you. We definitely will. That's going to do it for this hour of Auto World. My name is Bob Long. Thanks for being here.
Happy the rescue dog. He was missing hair, stinky, scabby. But I have a vet that I trust, and she recommended Dynavite.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of Super Omega fish oil free.
Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Omega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Free this week at Dynavite.com.
Dynovite.com.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car. Parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation Analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.